going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Bob. Things are happening in the NFL. Nick Sirianni gets an extension, multi-year from the Eagles. Here's what I would say from that. We all know he's not safe no matter what, because the Eagles have a different standard than the rest of the NFL. They've proved that, including the other team in the state. Sirianni has now been to 2 Super Bowls. He's 4-for-4 on playoff appearances. He's gone 9-8, 14-3, 11-6, and 14-3 again. And yet we know that one bad season, if they falter this season, could mean the end. And they're living proof, these Eagles, that just because you change coaches doesn't mean you forfeit your chance to win or that you'll go back to the very worst time in your franchise history. They moved on from Andy Reid, even though he went to a Super Bowl and a bunch of conference championships. After many years, they went to Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly, contrary to popular belief, was not bad there. He went 20-12 in his first 2 years with a wild card appearance. They moved on from him in year 3. They go to Doug Peterson. He wins a Super Bowl in year 2, gets his own extension. He's fired after 4 years or 4.5, and then they go to Nick Sirianni. That's like... they, I think, operate by the standard that teams should operate by, which is we're a personnel-centric organization, not a coach-centric. The coach is an employee. We give him the ingredients. He doesn't win enough. He's out. We're on to the next guy. That's the way I think it should be.
Well, I mean, they make a good case that that's how it should be based on what they've done, and they've not changed. They will move away from coaches regardless of how their record is, regardless of playoff appearances. Is if it doesn't meet what their standards are, then they change. I will say this, though. It's going to be hard to move on from Sirianni, even though I think they probably would. Back 2 out of 3, 14-3 seasons, if they have one bad year, I think he's going to be able to stay.
They were wondering last year at this time if he would survive.
But if he has a down year this year, you think they really would do that?
Not necessarily. I think it might take 2,
might take
like Peterson,
yeah.
but nothing would surprise me there.
But I mean, that's a good deal, and I'm sure he's being paid handsomely to do it. And so even if they should move on from him, he's going to get all the money that he's
deserved. Honestly, if we're talking about the motto, the standard is the standard, there's one team in this state that lives by that and one team that doesn't, and I think we all know who they are.
But the personnel does matter. They go out, and I'll tell you what, Howie Roseman does a very good job of every year changing things, bringing some people in who can help, whatever it may be. And they've been very much on the cutting edge, forefront of a lot of this. So,
all right, Bob, then let's do the coaches first in an NCAA-style knockout tournament. Are you ready for this in a bracket? I think this is very exciting, and I can't wait to do it. Here we go, Limits. Keep track of this.
I'll do my best.
Where there's a big quarterback story, too. We'll do that coming up. Who is the best coach in the AFC East, Bob? We have Mike McDaniel. We have Sean McDermott. We have Mike Vrabel. And we have Aaron Glenn. Who survives that race?
This year?
Just who's the best coach?
Well, I'm going to say McDermott just because he has a team to do it.
Me too. He survives that. Limits, right. You agree?
I do.
They win the division every year. Who's the best coach in the AFC North, Bob? Tough one, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. But based on how things have gone, I'm going to say it's Harbaugh at this point.
Maybe it's not such a tough one. Yeah, I say Harbaugh. I mean, they win division titles and they win playoff games. Maybe in the end, they don't achieve to the level of having a multiple-time MVP quarterback, but I'm going to say Harbaugh. Limits?
Winning two Coach of the Years would make you think Kevin Stefanski, but no, it is John Harbaugh.
Okay, so we have two survivors. AFC South, Bob, who's the best coach? It's got to be D'Amico Ryans, correct?
For now, yes, I would agree with that.
Limits, it has to be.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the old coordinator of the Bengals in Tennessee has done nothing, but he got Kim Ward, so that might be able to help.
Not really. They're not even on primetime television this year. No. Number one overall pick. That's a little surprising to me.
I think we have one game, right? Tennessee, they're just, nobody wants to even see Cam Ward that much. Kind of weird.
Is it?
Well, I mean, he's the number one pick and he's a quarterback.
Yeah, normally quarterbacks rule, right? You get at least one
Kenny
game.
Kenny Pickett was the highest quarterback taken in his draft. Nobody wanted to see him.
He wasn't a number one overall pick.
You're the one who's mocked this year's quarterbacks. Do you think if you were the league, would you want him on TV?
No, I would not. But I think that the league historically has shown you the number one overall picks that are quarterbacks typically get on TV.
They do.
I mean, even Bryce Young was getting on TV. Caleb Williams, they put the Bears in primetime.
Carolina was on primetime that year? How many times?
They were in a Thursday night game.
Well, everybody has to play a Thursday night game, Limits.
Well, not the...
We're having a relapse, Bob.
Oh, yeah. You know, maybe you just disagree with my opinion and we're just going to call it a relapse.
They
how about that?
Here we go.
That's a double relapse
right there. A double relapse.
Like a double helix.
He doubled down on the relapse.
You're going to have a relapse, go all out, Limits.
I might just faint.
Yeah. The AFC West, well, the AFC West, it has to be Andy Reid, correct, Bob?
I guess.
I think they have three really good coaches.
They do.
Really, four.
And I could see Andy Reid not winning the division this year, finally, because I do think there are some pretty good players and coaches in that division.
So do I. All right. Then the NFC. Obviously, it's Andy Reid in the NFC East, correct?
You said Andy Reid?
Not Andy Reid, Nick Sirianni. Yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah, Sirianni's defending champ. Yeah. Just got a new deal. Yep.
Limits, you say Mike McCarthy?
I say Brian Schottenheimer, actually. He's their new coach in Dallas.
New coach, that's right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't really say that, do you?
No, I say Nick Sirianni. Congrats to the Sirianni's, by the way, as well.
Why? What happened now?
Because he got that new deal. I'm happy for him.
Absolutely.
I'm happy for his brother Mike, who I've called a lot of his games.
Yes, I love the Sirianni family. From where are they from? Jamestown, I think?
They all went to Mount Union, too, and were like very, very, very successful.
Who's the best coach in the NFC North, Bob? I think I might surprise you with my answer.
All right. Are there any new, let me think about the NFC North now.
LaFleur, Kevin O'Connell, and Dan Campbell would be the three who would be eligible.
That's a tough one.
I'm going LaFleur.
I'm
going
to go Dan Campbell.
I will break the tie with Dan Campbell as well, Bob.
All right. Dan Campbell survives in the NFC North. How about the NFC South, Bob? It's not exactly a coaching haven, is it?
I'm going to go with Shanahan. Or no, you're in the South, not the West. I'm
Tampa,
sorry.
Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans. This is
as good as the previous division was. This is the worst.
This is like a 7-9 division winner hosting a home playoff game.
I mean, you got to go with Tampa, right? Who's the head coach of Tampa now? Did they make a change? No,
they won the division. Yeah, Todd Bowles.
Bowles, yeah.
But it's got to be him.
Has to be Bowles.
Yeah, but they win the division, but they also do it in a division that really is probably the easiest over the last 3 years to win. But they keep winning. So, although Mayfield makes that happen over there, we'll see.
Now we have another tough one. The NFC West. Is it McVay, Bob? Is it little Dan Quinn? Is it Kyle Shanahan?
I'm going to go with Shanahan.
Okay. I'm going to go with McVay. You going to break this tie?
I'm with you, Joe. I'm on the McVay train.
All right, Bob. We have a final eight. Are you ready to whittle this down?
Let's go.
The drama is building. Let's just go the AFC East versus the AFC North. Sean McDermott versus Harbaugh. Who survives?
I'm going to say McDermott.
Oh, man. This is tough. I'm going to say McDermott because he did beat him last year. He's beaten him in a couple playoff games now. It has to be McDermott, and I don't even think he's that good, but it is McDermott.
Wow, I was actually going to go John Harbaugh.
Well, you got overruled.
I know.
Then D'Amico Ryans against Andy Reid. It's got to be Andy Reid, right?
Andy Reid.
So it's Andy Reid against McDermott for AFC supremacy, Bob. It's got to be Andy Reid. He beats him all the time.
He beats him all the time, and they've had multiple chances to take him down, and he just can't do it, although they should have in Arrowhead the 1 year, but no. Did not happen.
Limits.
Andy Reid.
Keep coming up short.
Andy Reid has made the AFC title game here.
Again.
He's actually in the Super Bowl. And who's he going to face? Sirianni versus Campbell. Who you got?
I'm going to go Campbell.
What?
Yep.
Bob, he's never gotten to a Super Bowl.
I know. Just to switch it up because I want to see how mad you can get and then take it out on limits when he agrees with me.
I'm going Sirianni.
Please agree with me.
Bob, I'm actually going with Sirianni. Even though I really like Dan Campbell, Sirianni winning the Super Bowl and having the success he's had last couple of years put it over the top.
Todd Bowles against Sean McVay. We all know it's McVay.
McVay.
Yeah.
McVay.
So we have an NFC title game. It's Nick Sirianni against Sean McVay. Who do we have? I have Sean McVay.
I have Sirianni.
I have Sean McVay.
I just think he is an incredible coach.
But you also have to consider their team. You know, you coach a... I think McVay does not have the same team that Philadelphia has, and I think because of that, I mean, that's all part of the coaching, isn't it? You just said this is it's about our personnel, it's about our roster, it's about...
What's your point there?
My point is I think they have a better team.
The Eagles?
Yes.
So you're picking McVay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you picked Sirianni.
No, I picked McVay.
Yeah, I'm picking McVay.
No, I picked Sirianni, didn't I?
You did.
I'm losing. So where's your logic here?
No, I've lost my mind there. I was thinking about something else.
That's okay. I mean, McVay walked in there in the year 2017, Bob, to a struggling organization that couldn't
do
anything.
I know. He's been terrific. I get it.
He went 11-5. The next year, 13-3, and they go to the Super Bowl with, give me the quarterback, name escaping me.
For who? McVay?
McVay. Now he's in Detroit.
Yeah.
Jared Goff.
He's now one of the top. Did you see all the quarterbacks the Steelers are going to face this year, by the way?
Yeah.
Look at.
I'm not overly impressed.
Wait a minute. You have Burrow twice. You have Jackson twice.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty impressed.
You also have Jared Goff.
He stinks. Yeah.
What do you mean he stinks?
Then then he went 9-7, then 10-6, then he wins the Super Bowl, then he has one losing season, which broke his non-losing streak, Bob, so he couldn't get that to 18 years. Then he went 10-7 each of the last 2 years, but he went to an NFC title game. All right, so it's McVay against Andy Reid for the best coach in football. Who do we have?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.